Here's one of our favorite clips from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve. You know?
But on another note, I want to throw this out there to you. Because I remember we were talking on one of our podcasts that might never air, where you said how you look back at things. And you said, like, when did this happen?
Yeah.
Right? When did this change? Like, when did I stop asking my parents, can I go out?
Yeah, you know,
I just walked out of the house. When did that happen, right? So an interesting thing happened this weekend. And I noticed this with Nathan. Nathan is by far, I'm closer to Nathan by far than any of my other kids for multiple reasons, not the least of which he's the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
But also, his thought process is very similar to mine. He's politically inclined. He's pensive. He's thoughtful. We're very much alike. And when we talk, it's interesting because I know that there are people who sometimes listen to Nathan and I talk, and I can see in their minds, I can see the questions swirling in their heads like, these guys are weird, you know, because this is a father and son. Listen to how they talk. But I love talking to Nathan. And this weekend, he was doing a garage sale, and Janice wasn't feeling too well, so I went out to help him. Because we have these Haitian ladies that come by. These guys, they ransack. You'll say a dollar, and they say not 50 cents. You know, you say 50 cents, and you say not 25 cents. So I needed to come out there to make sure that he had some backbone to put a stop to this if it got out of line. But we got into a little discussion, a little heated discussion, and it wasn't major, right? But I was saying things that I wanted, and he was bantering back as if we were buddies. And in my mind, as we're having this conversation, I'm like, hold on a second. I'm serious about what I'm saying. Like, I don't want this to happen. And we were arguing about whether or not he can. This was 2 weeks in a row he did a garage sale. I'm very fastidious when it comes to my garage. So I gave him mercy by letting him store stuff in my garage. But now I want things gone.
Yeah.
And he wasn't willing to just say, okay, Dad, I'm done. This is it. He wanted to extend it longer. He said, in fact, he said very explicitly, well, obviously, I can't stop. I have to do the garage sale again next week or in the coming weeks because I didn't sell enough. And I said, no, it's not obvious to me. You know, yeah. I gave you 2 weeks. Your 2 weeks are up. Get your stuff out. And so we were going back and forth. And I was really bothered by the fact that he didn't just accept the fact that I'm telling him as his dad, not as his buddy, get your stuff out of my garage. So all day on Saturday, multiple times, I even talked to Janice about it. I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know how to deal with this and how to confront Nathan about it, that I love his friendship. I love his companionship. I love him as a son, but I do not love having to argue with my son. Like, you need to understand that I'm still the dad. And in this scenario, what I'm telling you, I want your stuff out of my garage.
Is it because you're the dad or because you want out of the garage?
Well, I want it out of the garage. Let's start with that. But
was it the fact that he assumed it was going to be left in there?
So let me say it this way. Imagine, Billy, I have stuff in your garage.
And say... No, because I have a different thought than you do. At a certain point, a certain age, your parents are not your parents, or your friends. So when does that happen?
See, I don't know if I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I agree 100%. With that. I think that at... Well, how about this?
Is it when you move out?
I was going to say, yeah. You're still under... As long
Because that's what I'm saying. So he's in your house using your garage for his stuff.
Got it.
Like, listen... My house, my rules. That's simple.
Right.
If you want to store it, if you want to have a garage sale next week, that's fine. Put all the clothes in your car, in your trunk. Find somewhere else to store it. You can use my garage as a storefront next week, but you're not storing it here until then.
Right. So remember, my issue is not the fact that he wants to have the garage sale. My issue is the fact that I'm telling him what I want, and it's becoming this long, drawn out.
You guys crack me up, and I'm talking to most parents. When you raise kids to be independent, when you raise kids to have a voice, when you raise kids to speak up for themselves, and then they do, well, hold on, but well, not here, though. Like, well, you can't raise a kid to have a backbone, and he wasn't even confronting you. He was just giving you his thoughts, and then get upset that they use what you taught them. That's fun. Like, I see that in my life quite often.
Hold on. So, listen, I'm being rebuked here.
Yeah, 100%. Because I'm with you with, listen, my garage, you know, and again, your garage, I know about your garage.
Right.
Okay, I don't live in your house. Right. I know how you feel about your garage.
Right.
So he should know that.
Right.
It should be, hey, listen, I want to do this for the next month. I want to keep this stuff in here for the 4 weeks, get as much out as I can, because he knows you and he knows your thoughts on the garage.
Right.
The fact that he assumed, as I think we're like, hold on a second, I'm your dad. You don't know me?
Right.
I don't allow stuff in my garage.
Listen, have I ever said those words to you? Because I've used those words so many times.
No, but I get it. So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's not really a back and forth. It's more like, yo, this is my house. You know what I'm doing. You know how I am. Why are you questioning it? You've said it before.
So you agree with me that I have a right to be upset, but you're...
Not a right to be upset. Like, listen, how could you assume you're going to leave your crap in my garage? To me, it's just garbage.
Right. So I'm saying you agree with me because that's the position that I took. Like, how can you... But now you...
But not on the principle of it. We had a back and forth, and I'm upset that he's having... We're not buddies. We're not friends. Well, that's different. He lives in your house, yes. It's your garage, yes, but he's trying to do something. He should communicate a little differently.
So you're saying don't take it personally is what you're saying.
No, you raised him to be that way.
Billy, I just don't believe that you're going to... That what you just cited to me when Liam, like 5 years from now, 6 years from now, when Liam turns of age, that you're going to accept that. I don't believe that.
Oh, no, I accept it now. I get on him about stuff. He's, what, 12?
Right.
I get on him, you know, and I get told, yo, you're intimidating him, you're in his face. Well, then tell me to stop.
Well, I'm saying, if Liam right now starts pushing back at you, you're going to accept that.
Depends on how he pushes back. If you come at me with attitude, I'm going to come back at you with attitude.
Okay, got it. So, if you
talk to me, good job, stand up. Here's what I think we should do. You have a better idea?
But there comes a point where you don't want to talk anymore. Well, you're done with the conversation.
No, I disagree.
Ah, man, I don't know.
No, because it's a life skill, negotiating. It's also a life skill being told no. It's also a life skill, all right, you said no, but what about this?
But think about what you just said. A life skill negotiating, which I can accept. I love that premise, right? But all negotiations come to an end, right? You can't, there's no perpetual negotiation.
You can have what's called continuous bargaining.
But at some point, if the person you're bargaining with says, I'm walking with
you, have
a
compromise.
But no, listen, if the person, and this is great, because this has macro implications. But I'm saying if the person that you're negotiating with walks away from the table, what do you do? You jump over the table?
No.
You grab them by the collar and say, get back to this table?
No, they lose. What you say, you have nothing else to say to me.
But no, I don't agree with that. No.
Yeah, you gave up. You're a quitter.
Hold on a second.
Quitters don't win.
Let me change it. Hold on. Let me frame this differently.
All right.
I do agree in some micro level, right, that what you just said is nested in some truth, right? I do agree with that. But I'm saying that not all forums are the same.
No, they're not.
So there are some forums where you have a greater mandate or greater weight or greater authority on one side of the negotiation block, right?
Okay.
So in that situation, I mean, perfect example, think of a Fortune 500 company, right? Pick anyone. When they negotiate with their employees, at some point in the negotiation process, they have the greater leverage. And if they walk away, they're not losing. They're saying, this is the line that we've drawn and we're not going any further. And so if you can accept that premise, right, I'm suggesting to you, I'm offering to you that as a parent, we have that greater authority. And
what I say goes,
is where we draw the line.
But
hold on, here's the thing.
Okay.
You just said what I say goes, right? Which, let's be real, ultimately, that's what we feel, right? What we say goes, right? However, as your relationship develops with your child, you want it to be in a situation where you don't want it to be because I said so. Even though ultimately that's what it is, but you really don't want it to be that way. You want your child to be able to say, you know what? If you feel this way, I'm good.
So tell me, because you had it. My son's 12.
Right.
It really is what I say goes, but I will listen if he forms a logical thought at 12 years old. Their kid's 19, almost 20 years old, I think.
Right.
So answer your own question. Are you okay with the negotiation? Because you're the one saying, no, bro, I'm upset that he talked to me about this.
No, I was okay with the negotiation. I was okay. Well, first of all, I was not happy with the fact that he assumed.
Yeah.
Right? So that the assumption is like, come on. Like you said, don't you know me?
You've been together
all this time. Why are we still bantering? You know, the negotiation needs to stop. You need to come to the place of saying, okay, I'm good. That's all I'm saying.
Well, was there any leeway?
What do you mean?
Did he make any argument to you that you consider, or you just, it's from the second you started, let's say the conversation lasted an hour, did you listen and move on anything other than no, get out of my garage? So if you didn't, you can't call a negotiation.
It's interesting that you say that because I want to be intellectually honest, right? And so
You can just be regular honest.
Well, I mean, I want to. What I'm saying is that it's very. Sometimes you ask those questions, and in the moment, you always think that you're right, right? Yeah, but you have to back away from it for a second and take a broader view. So, I would be curious to think how Nathan received the end of how, from his perspective, did he think?
Well, what changed? What did he originally? Is there still stuff in your garage?
That's.